Virginia?
Sam, good morning. So what's happening with you and Isagenix, and what are you grateful for now?
Well, today is my wife and I's two-year anniversary, and as of last night, we're Crystal Directors.
Wow. Congratulations, Sam. Wow. And can I ask you something? When did you decide to go for it?
Just in the last, few months, it's like, we've been doing the business and just kind of dilly-dallying in it, and it was like, it's time to buckle down and make it happen.
Yeah, you made a decision, didn't you? Because you were enjoying the products for 2 years. Were you at New Year kickoff?
Yeah. Or
so
my wife
that,
was.
Yep, perhaps that was a turning point for you as well.
Yeah.
I know for us, it really had a huge impact on just realizing from the stories of people that were there that we can do this. Yes, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Okay, we've got time for another share. Anyone else want to jump out? Oh, I know there's got to be some other things people are grateful for. Any shares regarding what's been happening this week with the 8 steps to success that Carolyn led off with? With doing welcome calls like Sue talked about, like asking the magic question.
Okay.
Yeah. Was that Dave? No. Okay, then I'm just going to go ahead and get right into the call since you're all being shy with me this morning. So good morning, everyone. This is Maura Lustig, and I'm calling in from Peterborough, Ontario, and I'm your Wednesday trainer, and I love it because it's hump day, so now we're over to the next half of the week, and it's just time is speeding up. This week's theme is something that I love, and it's the 8 steps to successfully launching a new asset. And on Monday, Carolyn started us off with kind of talking about, the magic question, really helping people see what the different things are that are going to happen for them as they go forward and asking them where they see themselves. I'm going to just put us in conference mode here.
Muted.
There we go. So you can mute yourself by pressing star. Sorry, you can unmute yourself by pressing star 6. Otherwise, we've got a nice clear line for now. So, and then, Sue, she talked about the welcome email, how important that is. I mean, the 8 steps are, first of all, asking the magic question, sending the welcome email when you're enrolling someone, having a welcome phone call. I mean, Carolyn emphasized that, the importance of welcoming people, like having someone else on the line with you to welcome them. I'm not going to focus on that today. Then, setting someone up, you're going to do the walking through their replicated website, their associate back office, and then doing the health analysis is what I'm going to talk about today. And also, depending on when they answered the magic question, is if they're interested in sharing this with others and generating an income, then you would do the new associate interview also, and have them listen to the CD that comes with their program and give them a tour of isaproduct.com. Get them to enroll in the ISA Body Challenge, get their measurements, their photos, and review the products with them when they arrive. So those are the 8 steps. And Larry, I believe it was you Kevin that posted that in the ISA Team Success Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team page yesterday. So go and find that document. And then the thing I'll be covering today now is the health analysis. But what I want to emphasize first is what is so special about that form. I'm going to see if I can take us out of conference. Okay. All right. So now, getting over the line. Carolyn mentioned that we tie this in with the training by Eric Worre. And I hope that you all have a copy of Eric's book, GoPro. And in it, he talks about the 6th skill, and it's the game plan interview. And I incorporate that into my health analysis. I mean, I uploaded that document to the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team yesterday for you to be able to download it for yourselves. And so first I want to ask you, just the whole idea of setting expectations. I mean, what if you had a tool that allowed you to set expectations and agreements right up front that would allow you to really increase retention, to build loyalty, to help people understand a broader range of what products are available, to be able to convert them over to become a consultant as well as not just a product user? What if you had a tool that would allow you to do that? Well, we have it. this system, as well as things like the new associate interview and the personal health analysis, are literally worth their weight in gold. It's important to help people understand right with this tool that we're a coach, we're not a salesperson. And, you know, Eric talks about how if you he says to the new cleanser, and I do this as well, is if you succeed, if you get the results I know you're going to get, it's because you've created that success, not me. If you fail, it's because you create the failure, not me. I'm here to guide you every step of the way, but I can't do it for you. So you're getting them to take responsibility for their results. And also explaining that, like, my job is to help you become independent from me as quickly as possible. And, you know, get agreement. Like, do you agree that that's a good goal? And so, you know, the more independent they are, the more they feel that they can, you know, they've achieved this themselves and they're grateful to you for your support, but they're not, you know, making you responsible for their results. And then finally, the most important piece of this conversation with them is about setting them up for, you know, that it's not always going to be rosy, okay? That, you know, there will be certainly good ups and downs, good times and bad. And I know that I'll know that you're in one of the bad times when you're not calling me. You aren't showing up for meetings or you aren't on the calls. And if I start hearing excuses, that sort of thing. When that happens with you, and it happens with everyone, how do you want me to handle that? Do you want me to leave you alone? Or do you want me to be persistent and remind you about why you made this decision in the first place? So what I'm doing is I'm helping the person see that commitment is what they do long after the feeling in which they initially said it has faded. And I am holding them not accountable to me, but I'm holding them capable. In that sense, I guess it's a bit of an accountability relationship, but only in the best possible sense of the word. And, you know, Eric, he emphasizes about the importance of an emotional investment. The attachment emotionally to doing this is about getting people to come over the line. And, you know, the purpose of all this is to help them, you know, realize the line between success and failure. On one side of the line, it's easier to quit than to continue. And on the other side of the line, it's easier to continue than to quit. And so what can help people get over the line? Well, in, you know, having an incredible experience, an emotional and visible experience in their first cleanse and getting results with the product. Signing up their first, getting someone else started, enrolling their first associate, enrolling someone who becomes a consultant for them, helping them get paid. Having them attend a big company event, helping them to make friends within Isagenic, having them say out loud to the world what their intention is regarding this, whether it's a new cleanser saying, you know, I'm starting this program, I'm excited about what's done for other people, and I can't wait to get into my skinny jeans, or the person who says, I'm excited about this opportunity. Not only have I changed my body, I am changing my world because I'm creating a secondary income, and I'm helping others get results and do the same. Helping them rank advance and helping them become recognized for some sort of an achievement. I mean, there are hundreds of other things that contribute to a person getting over the line. And as a sponsor, your job is to help them get over the line and stay over it. And the line never really goes away. It's always there. And you, as the leader, need to be constantly aware of where your people are emotionally. And this way you can continue to encourage them to never let go of their dream. So I want to now really slow down and talk about the personal health analysis and how I've done that with people. And Kevin, I'm going to ask, are you able to step out and do a role play with me?
Certainly.
Beautiful. Okay. So you know the document that I'm referring to. You downloaded it from the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team, right?
I do know the document. I have not yet downloaded it.
Okay. Well, and you know what, Kevin? This is a good point, too, because even though we send it out with the welcome email, quite often people don't actually get around to doing that. I mean, I send out a request for them to fill it out and email it back to me, and we'll go over it together. But I know that most of the time people just don't get to it, right? They're busy. They may glance at it or not. But I don't use that as a reason to postpone the call. It's really important that I do that health analysis with my new cleanser within 24 to 48 hours of enrolling them. I'm having this follow-up call right away. And I want them to have this health analysis with me before their products arrive. That's critical, so that I can set them up for success and I can create those agreements for our relationship going forward. And it comes down to, like, the way we do one thing is the way we do everything. And if we do this properly, you know, because 83% of the people that join Isagenix come in as product users, but our goal is to give them a good result and then convert them to a partner. Well, this is a key step. So I'm going to just go ahead. I will say to you, Kevin, that's fine. I understand how busy you are, but you know, we've booked this time to go over it together. So let's just go ahead, and I've got the document in front of me, and I can pencil in the answers that you give me, and I can just proceed right now. Is that okay with you?
And by the way, while you were chatting, I have pulled it up, so I do have it in front of me.
Okay, all right, and if that's wonderful, and if you hadn't, it would still be okay.
Okay.
All right. Like it's there's no judgment attached to this at all. It's just easier if you have it in front of you. That's all. Because
okay.
Again, this is about duplication. So you're making it clear to your new cleanser that you are using a system. It's something that you've even in my welcome email, I asked them to keep this email as a template for when they will introduce new people as well. Okay. So now I'm going to start with asking about beverages. So, Kevin, how many 8-ounce servings of the following do you drink each day? What about coffee?
None.
Okay. And what about tea?
Like iced tea for lunch, you mean?
Any tea.
I will drink a lot of iced tea if I'm out, like having a sandwich or something for lunch. If I'm at home, I'll drink water.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. And that brings me to my next question is, what kind of water do you drink? Is it tap or bottled?
Typical bottled water.
Bottled, okay. And how much water would you consume per day?
Probably about 5 or 6 bottles, the little, 16 or 17-ounce bottles, whatever they are.
So do the math for me. Add that up.
Probably about 100 and maybe 120 ounces or so.
120. And do you mind if I ask, how much do you weigh? Yeah.
160.
So 160 divided by 2 would be 80. Okay, so the reason I'm asking that, I teach at the same time as I'm doing the health analysis. I'm not just gathering info. It's my opportunity to have this conversation with you. And so did you know that we should always consume, you know, at least half our body weight in ounces of water each day?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so if you weigh 120, then divided by 2, that would be, 90?
If I weigh 160, I should be having 80 then.
Sorry, I had my written down and I lost my spot there. So you should be having 80 ounces of water per day, and you're actually consuming 120 ounces. So you're doing extremely well. That's a beautiful thing. And you know, Kevin, do you have any idea how few people actually do that? So I want to really take my hat off to you and give you credit for this.
Well, thank you.
It's quite rare. And one of the things is that as we get older, we lose our thirst, so we don't recognize. Most people don't know that they're thirsty, and then they get cravings, they get headaches, they have fatigue, and they resort to carbs and different things, whereas you're ahead of the game. This is beautiful. I can see why you've been attracted to Isagenix, because it's just the logical next step. So what about soft drinks?
I have one a week.
Okay, and is that regular or diet?
Regular.
Okay. And what type is it?
I have a Coca-Cola with a Mexican breakfast that I have every Sunday.
Okay. Mexican breakfast. Okay, that would be like our version of brunch, I guess.
Yeah,
okay. And so, Kevin, I should pause here. Are you giving me answers from before or from now?
A little of both.
Okay, all right. Because, I mean, this is pretty good, eh? If that's one per week, I'm not going to be saying much about it. But what I'll wait.
Okay, if you want me to, I can go to before and just stick with before.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, oh, I don't know.
probably a 12-pack a day of Pepsi.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You asked for it.
Yeah. Wow, you've come a long way, baby.
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations. Okay, and then what about energy or sports drinks?
Don't use them.
Okay, and what about alcohol?
Probably, you know, a glass of wine or maybe a beer with dinner once or twice a week.
Okay, wine, beer, two X per week. Now, this is where I do pause and I do a little bit of teaching here to explain that I just want you to be aware of the impact that, you know, coffee and alcohol and any carbonated beverages have on our bodies, is that it actually suppresses the immune system and it inhibits weight loss. It's it really messes us up because our bodies need to be alkaline, and these things make us acidic, and they compromise our nervous system. So you're going to notice a huge difference going forward if you can withdraw from these habits. And what's really cool is you'll be amazed at how quickly the cravings for them disappear. So, can you get your head wrapped around that, Kevin, about this is really a lifestyle, it's not a diet, and it involves some of the things you're going to pull back from that were your habits before while you're having new things to replace them that make you feel even better. Are we agreeing on that? Okay, good. All right. So now, Kevin, give me a typical day of eating for you, just a sample of what's a typical breakfast, snacks, lunch snacks, dinner snacks, and so on.
Okay, well, I start out with breakfast of nothing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Probably mid-morning, I will be having my third or fourth Pepsi along with maybe a Snicker bar. And, of course, around 11:30 or 12, I am hungry, so I'll maybe run over to Taco Bell for a couple of tacos or maybe to Arby's for a roast beef sandwich or something there close to the store. Middle of the afternoon, I'll have another big soda with maybe, some kind of a treat of some sort, a cookie or something. And dinner, we probably are on the run, so we're eating out somewhere fast, pizza or maybe a Mexican dinner somewhere, and then maybe a little bit of ice cream or something, and off to do maybe a show or something in the evening, and then go to bed.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for trusting me with this then, Kevin, because this is going to completely, you're going to notice such a difference so quickly by doing this that you'll be shouting it from the rooftops and everyone's going to ask you what you're doing. You're going to glow in no time. Because what you're describing is actually quite typical for many people who just, they've been struggling to have more energy, feeling draggy, feeling, the pounds slowly creeping up and poor sleep and all of that, right? I'm sure that you know this, so I'm just going to check in with you. Even though you're not having breakfast, you've heard all through your life that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, haven't you?
You're breaking up on me. Say that again.
Oh, yeah. The things we don't want to hear. But you know what? Remember what I said is you're not just going to, you made the decision to take this first step yourself towards better health. The rest of it, we walk together. And so I'm holding you capable to do this, and I know that you want this. So breakfast is actually the most important meal of the day, and now you're going to have the breakfast of champions, as they say. This is rocket fuel. What a difference you are going to notice. I'm so excited for you. So now, Kevin, do you use any artificial sweeteners?
No, none at all.
Okay, excellent. And you mentioned fast food already as a sample day. How often do you grab something fast?
Very often.
So it's
just about every lunch and probably 5 out of 7 dinners.
Wow, and you know what? That really adds up, too, financially, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's like someone who's a smoker and they're just...
But it's convenient, you know?
Yeah.
When you're on the run, you got to do what you got to do.
Okay, well, thank God this is going to be even more convenient than anything you've ever done before. Do you ever buy organic?
No, I can't even spell organic.
Just out of curiosity, is that because you just don't know that much about it, or you think it's a scam or something, or is it just that it's not affordable for you?
Never gave it it's not an affordable thing. It's just I never had a desire or a need for it.
Okay. Well,
don't understand the purpose of it, I guess.
Okay. All right. You're typical of most people. You're not alone. And what you're going to learn going forward is how important it is to not have those chemicals on our food. What a difference that's going to make. And because this is about cleansing the body of toxins and impurities, replenishing full body cellular cleanse, and moving the body into an important balance. So, organic food, start keeping your eyes open. Start educating yourself a little bit more on why this is an important decision to make wherever possible. Do you ever have cravings?
Oh, I suppose every now and then, but I probably have such a routine that I don't crave. I satisfy my craving before the craving ever exists. So But I'm sure that if I were to stop doing what I do, I would crave my Pepsi and my Snicker bar.
Okay, so would you describe that as being a sweet craving instead of a salty?
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because every now and then I do crave maybe a little small bag of chips.
Okay, so both sweet and salty. And I'll just give you a little insight, too. Within the next 30 days, you're going to be pleasantly surprised by how much your taste buds are going to change, where they're going to sharpen. You're going to notice the subtle flavors that you've been missing all along, that you didn't even know those undernotes were there. And you'll find that the cravings for these things actually dwindle, if not disappear completely. Yeah, it's really cool. I was amazed by that. Because, you know, like you, I mean, I had some habits that didn't serve me before. So are you taking meds for anything?
No.
Okay, I mean, I'm not in a position to prescribe or, like, we don't prevent, treat, diagnose, or cure anything with isogenics. This is food. But it just, if I understand whether you're, you know, someone is taking medication or, then it helps me modify the program for them, coaching them to get their best results. This isn't a cookie cutter. This is a lifestyle, so we customize, we modify for each new friend that we're helping to get their results. Okay, and do you work with any chemicals?
Well, when you say that, the only chemical that comes to mind would be acid that I add to my pool, but it never touches me, so I'd say probably no.
Do you ever inhale it? Do you ever get a whiff of it?
No.
Okay. All right. And what about household cleaners?
Sure.
Okay. And what about on your skin or your hair? I mean, when I'm working with a woman, it's easy to get that answer because they often dye their hair or they wear makeup or you know, lipstick or perfume or...
I don't dye my hair anymore. I used to bleach it once a summer, but I don't do that anymore. Chemicals, no, I don't use any chemicals on my skin.
What about
the only thing that touches my skin is probably some sort of a lotion, but it's a pure lotion.
Deodorant?
Okay, I do use deodorant.
Okay, and the only reason for me having brought up this point of kind of like what environmental toxins might you be exposed to, so that you realize, I mean, sometimes we think we live in a chemical-free environment, but the reality is we're exposed to stuff constantly, right? Even just driving in traffic, or if you travel at all, you know, the flame retardants and the fumes around airplanes and all, and the enclosed environment. Do you travel much? I'm just curious.
Oh, no, not that much. 2 or 3 times a year, maybe.
Okay. I mean, just imagine if you worked for the airline industry. Just imagine, eh? Wow. That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, now, do you smoke at all?
Not at all.
Great. Okay. And are you exposed to any secondhand smoke?
Lots, yes. I'm in bars quite often with karaoke shows and such. So, yeah, I'm exposed to secondhand smoke quite frequently.
Wow, that sucks. Okay, so thank goodness you're going to be cleansing on a regular basis now to at least kind of help offset some of that exposure, right?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I've got to ask you a little bit of a more graphic question around regularity. How many bowel movements do you have per day?
Typically 2.
Okay. And would that be consistent, like daily, so through the week it would be about 14?
Now, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Ever had
Unless I have Mexican food, then maybe I might have a bit.
Just kind of shoots right through. Okay. Ever had any bowel, and it wouldn't be a Mexican standoff.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever had any bowel problems of any kind?
Oh, every now and then I suffer from a little constipation.
Okay. And then
it's not frequent, but every now and then.
And that's when you grab Mexican food. Okay. What about stomach problems? Anything to do with digestion?
No.
Okay, so a couple of things I want to explain here. First of all, do you know what the ideal is? How often our bodies are designed to go?
No.
Okay, they're actually like think about an infant, right? Yeah, you feed a baby, then you have to change the diaper, right? Coming in one end pushes it out the other. That's the way the muscles in the body work. So you're going to notice as your body, really adjusts and becomes more familiar with this incredible system, you may notice that you start going more frequently. And that's a beautiful thing, because do you know what the most common form of cancer is?
Colon.
Yes, and especially colorectal, right at the bottom, because stuff sits in our bodies, doesn't get eliminated, and then it starts to seep back into the system. So this really, it's a preventable disease, right? Lifestyle is something that can really contribute to improving that. And so just mentioning, too, at the same time with all of these questions I've been asking around, like specific health issues and chemicals and stuff, is this program is diabetic-friendly. It's wonderful for people with blood sugar issues. So just keep that in the back of your mind, because we have a health epidemic. We have an obesity epidemic in North America, and this is a system that doctors are often now recommending to patients as well. So, you know, you may know people that could benefit from this. You wouldn't even have considered it for them before, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever had cancer, Kevin?
No.
No, okay. And then what other nutritional programs or diets have you tried?
Seafood.
What? There was a seafood diet?
Yeah, if I see food, I eat it.
I love it. Okay. So, in other words, no?
No, I have no diets.
Yeah, I'll just let you know right now, many of the people that I work with have tried everything else first. They've done diets and yo-yoing for years, right? And it's such a relief for them to find Isagenics and realize they can finally get off the dieting treadmill and get the real results and lock them in. I mean, I lost weight 7 years ago, dropped 3 dress sizes, got into my skinny jeans, and I've worn the same size now ever since. 7 years, never put the weight back on. This is just so different, right? Have you ever tried cleansing before?
No.
No? Okay. Have you ever thought about it?
No.
Ever sort of thought about it and decided not to because it seemed intimidating?
Nope, never even heard the word before.
Okay, well, just so you know, this is gentle. This is safe, effective, easy, and it's benefiting all the filters in the body at the same time. So you will love this. And you can you don't have to stop living to do this. It's just woven effortlessly into your daily action. Do you get any exercise?
I'm very active. I don't go to the gym or, you know, I mean, with a regular routine, but I'm very active in my normal daily routine.
Great, okay. And so what would you – I'm going to move on then. It's wonderful that you're already active. And what I discovered is I had so much more energy doing this, I became even more active. I ended up joining the running room and starting half marathons. Like, you never know where this will lead. When you feel like $1 million, possibilities open. What would you say – oh, and then before I finish that, is that you also don't have to become more active to get results with this. This literally is something that transforms the body without having to become a gym rat, without having to go and work out intensely, you know, regularly. Kevin, what would you say is most important to you in life? What are some of your highest values? Like, why are you deciding to get healthier now?
Well, you know, I do want to probably live healthier longer. That's probably one of the things I value. In looking at your form here that you're asking me to fill out, it's listed pretty closely in order that I would probably expect to answer. I put God first and family second. My job comes in right after that. I do like to travel. I do like to know that I have money in the bank. So, yeah, you're kind of right in the order that you've got them listed there.
Perfect. Yeah, you know, and I think that's true for so many people. What I love is that with Isagenics, every single one of these values is honored. And, it has truly transformed our lives in so many ways. So I'm so excited about what's possible for you. Now, let's just do a bit of a little gap analysis here for a sec. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how would you rate your overall health?
7.
Okay. And when your health was at its highest level, what was it at during your adult years?
Adult years.
Yeah, ever been a 10?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay. Was it ever higher than a 7?
Oh, probably maybe an 8 somewhere.
Okay. All right. So just going to pause here because, Kevin, I mean, yours is reasonably high already, right? Many people will tell me that their overall health is a 6. Oh, a 5 or a 6 when they're first starting Isagenics. And so there's maybe more of a conversation right here about going back to when they felt their best. How long ago was that, right? What were they doing at the time, right? And so then it kind of ties in with the next question was, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your overall energy level? Because that's different.
Oh, I've got a lot of energy, so I'd have to say a 10.
Okay. And I can attest that's true for you. The Energizer Bunny. And again, I would ask the questions around how long has it been since you had energy, right? And what were you doing? And, you know, because it really locks it in for the person. If you ask them to recall, go back in time, right? Just pause there with them. Let them feel how frustrating it is not to feel that way. Yeah? And then your financial health. I'm not asking how much money you have. It's not about that. It's simply, how would you rate your financial health? How do you feel about how much money you have?
Well, as a small business owner, I'm telling you, it's a game. So I would have to say that it's around a six.
Okay. All right. And how many years has it been since your finances were at their highest level?
Gosh, too many to count.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And that kind of really ties in with my last question here, which is about stress. How would you rate your level of stress?
It's very high, 8 or 9 probably.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're responsible for a lot of other people's lives, you know, when you have employees and that, it's, you know, it takes a toll.
It sure does, Kevin, and it's really hard on relationships, in addition to being really contributing to premature aging. And I love that Isagenix really addresses this head-on because it helps to lower stress in the body, to increase a human growth hormone, to help us build healthy new bodies. And, of course, there's the opportunity as well, simply by sharing Isagenix with friends, to, like, literally add cash to our weekly cash flow. So the following are the common benefits to look for with the program. What I love about the list I'm going to give you is that every one of them is actually going to happen. But this helps me just to identify what things are most important for you. Unlike when you're working with a drug where it's targeting a specific issue and then you get a result that way, with Isagenix, because this is nutrition, you help one aspect. You're actually helping everything. So I'm going to list them off for you. Can you just jump out with maybe three or four things that are most important to you, like detoxification, improved joint mobility, better digestion, having more energy, discarding bad habits, reduce discomfort, improve sleep, sugar balance, shed fat, improve performance at work, increased mental clarity, increased lean muscle mass, better athletic performance, increased daily activities, and improve mood. What are the things that are most important to you right now that need you to...
Probably improve sleep, improve mood, and increase mental clarity.
Okay, cool. I love it. And you're certainly going to notice a difference with that, along with all the other things I've mentioned. Imagine that, eh?
Yeah.
That's why so many people are so hooked on what I do with them. So now, what is it that tends to sabotage you in achieving your goals? What are the behaviors that, you know, just always crop up and get in your way once you say yes to something that's important?
Well, I guess probably the biggest thing that sabotages me is I don't typically say yes to things. So I just, this is going to be completely new for me. I'm stepping completely out of my comfort zone here.
Ah, wonderful. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for trusting me to help you, you know, with that leap of faith to go forward and do something maybe you've thought about but never really taken the bull by the horns before. And you're not going to be alone. What I do notice, though, is often people will tell me that, like, if they think they can't succeed, they'll quit. If they're bored, they'll quit. If they don't see results fast enough, they'll quit. And so, like, I'm just assuring you that this is different. You will love this. And coming back to what I was saying at the beginning about the accountability conversation right there, right, is like, do I have permission to be persistent and help you remember why you said yes when the feeling has faded?
Yes.
Wonderful. Because I can't do this for you, but I can certainly help you do it. So, Kevin, what's your current, not current, but what is your height?
5'9". Will this help me get taller?
Well, if I put lifts in your shoes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Current weight?
Right around 163, I think.
Okay. And your goal weight?
You know what? Right around 160 is typically where I like to stay.
What did you want to lose in the beginning 7.5 years ago or 8 years ago?
I didn't want to lose anything. I was forced on this program.
Oh, cool. So this is you're a great example then of the person.
You asked for honesty, right?
Yeah, just wants to prove to himself he can get healthier without having to lose any weight in the program.
And honestly, out of the role play, 7.5 years ago, I probably was around 172.
Okay.
So and in the first 9 days of adding breakfast shake, I lost 12 pounds. So.
Fantastic, Kevin. And again, the next question would be about, like, target dress or pant sizes.
I like to stay in a 30-31 pant size.
Okay. You know, many people, if they're really obese, when you ask them these questions, they cringe, and sometimes they don't even want to, you know, share the information. So this is where, it makes sense to be very kind and empathetic with people. You know, you can tell stories here. talk to them about, you know, the feelings of losing the weight and remembering back, and do they have any old photos of what they felt like at their best, and can they find that? And that you say, you know, don't stress over it right now. But as we go forward, we're going to come back to this question so we can set some very real goals for you. And even if we set a goal right now that, you know, doesn't seem outrageous to you, just something that you feel is attainable, because there's three levels of goals. There's the, you know, absolutely incredible goal. There's the, okay, a realistic goal. And then there's the baseline, not less than goal. So wherever you're at, I'm going to meet you on that, knowing that we can always move the bar further ahead as you gain confidence.
Okay.
I know this doesn't apply to you, Kevin. Okay, but I'm just saying, when I'm working with someone who's really, it's been a long time since they've been healthy, then I really am gentle, backpedal a little bit, and meet them where they're at. But the questions still get asked, but not pushed, right?
Okay.
So Kevin, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it to you to reach these goals?
It's important. I would say it's an 8.
And why is it not a 10?
I don't know. Just I don't feel threatened by where I am right now yet. So I suppose if I was in dire straits, it would probably be higher, but I'm not.
Yeah. So is it a case that you're not sure if you'll actually succeed or not?
I'm sorry, you cut out.
Is it a case of not being sure whether you would succeed or not?
No, it's a case of not being sure that I need to change.
Okay. Kevin, you know what? Maybe it's not the right time for you to do this. Maybe you should wait, because I only coach someone who is all in, who really wants for themselves, who is ready to change, and who is trusting the process, knowing it's 100% guaranteed.
I need to do something. It's not that I want to, it's not that I need to. So I'm in. It's just, you know, I would think that I'm just, like I said, more like a 7 or an 8.
Okay, Kevin, so I'm going to step out of the role play here. This is good conversation. I've never, in 7 years, I've never coached anybody who wasn't a 10.
Okay, goodbye.
So I don't know if the 7 was true for you at the time, but when I do this program with people, when I do this conversation, then, you know, if I have someone that's really not sure yet, I ask them why they're not sure, and I usually get to the bottom of it, and it really has nothing to do with Isagenix or the program. It's usually their doubts about their own ability. It's their failures in the past that usually hold them back. And when we have a conversation about it, then they kind of rethink their answer, because they know that I can only work with somebody who is fully committed to doing this for themselves. They've made this decision, and they are ready. They are all in. I don't belabor it, but I really do have that conversation about the level of commitment. It's got to be there, or else we have no foundation to work with. Fair enough?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And that's because I am 100% committed to your success. And, like, how would you describe your willingness to be coached?
I'm willing.
You're willing? Good. And I like to do a combination of texting, Facebook messaging, phone, email, and in person. Are you good with all of those things?
Yeah. I mean, texting probably would be preferred right now. But, yeah, you can certainly get a hold of me any one of those ways.
Great. Okay, so I've made a note that, you know, texting is probably the easiest way to get a hold of you, and we can always book a conversation from there. And so now your products are going to be arriving in a couple of days, and will you go over them? Will you call me as soon as they arrive? I want to review them.
We'll do that, absolutely.
Okay, good. And then what I do is I work intensely with people during their first cleanse period, so their first week, 9 days, whatever. And after that, I mean, you'll be set up for success. You'll be able to function on your own with me, just checking in with you periodically and vice versa. So are we okay with that level of commitment? I'm going to be your new best friend for the next week.
Sounds good.
Okay. And then are you willing to come to training events or presentations to learn more about what these products are and how this opportunity works and to meet other people that are getting results? Are you willing to show up?
Not at this time.
Would you be willing to look at something online, though?
Perhaps.
Okay, because if you do, your results will improve dramatically. And I know that's what's important to you, is your results. And it's about, you know, really learning how to use these products in a different way so that you get even better results and seeing, you know, what's possible beyond that. And, you know, we're going to build your support and celebration team with you. Now, so who would be in your support group? Spouse, friends, possibly people that you work
yeah,
with?
Yeah, but I have a, you know, of course, Diana, and then my best friend might look out for me a little bit.
Okay, great. And who do you know that may want to do this with you right now? Groups working together to get results really have a lot more fun, and the results are dramatically higher.
Well, I'll ask Diana and I'll ask Dave.
Great. Well, and you're going to get a beautiful little rebate from Isagenix when you do that. They
cool.
Thank you so much for this is a referral for things that work, helping people as well. So, what will you? How will you reward yourself in 30 days?
Big bowl ice cream. No, that's not the right answer.
Well, hey, if that's what floats your boat, this is a lifestyle, not a life sentence.
Maybe a trip to Sedona. How about that?
Okay, so Sedona and ice cream. Awesome, awesome. And who will be celebrating that with you?
That'd be Diana.
Sweet. Okay. So I'm just looking at the clock, realizing, oh my goodness, we did run longer, but I didn't want to cut short the health analysis. I want to mention too that my Isagenix is such an incredible tool for people to enroll their new cleanser in the drip campaign that starts coming out, the emails that go out, and that's just a valuable tool to really not have to chase them each day with more information. It just comes automatically. So on that note, Kevin, do you have any thoughts or questions before I sign off, because I'm so aware of the time?
No, you're very, very thorough.
Yeah. Well, the way we do one thing is the way we do everything, and this really sets the stage. So what I'll do is just mention that Lori is the trainer for tomorrow. And I know that's going to be a fabulous call, and I can't wait to see what you do on Friday with kind of filling in the blanks from what Carol and Sue and I have left, because there's still lots to cover in setting someone up for success.
Cool.
Looking
forward to Lori tomorrow.
Thank you so much for being such a great role-play partner. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a wonderful day, and go do some...
Unmuted.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's a wonderful call.